Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 7th parak of Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkos Kohanim. In this parak, the Rambam will go through the very many different brachos we make on a daily basis. When we make them, what words we're supposed to use when we make them, that we'll see in different ways. His girsa, his text, is different than the text, at least that I personally am used to using as an Ashkenazi Jew. And he will also tell us of the larger obligation to recite 100 brachos every single day. Halacha Aleph. When Chazal instituted the text of the previous few prakim, referring to the text of Shimon Esrei, they also instituted the text of set brachos we are to make every single day. And these are those daily brachos. When a person enters into his bed to go to sleep at night, he makes the following blessing. I will leave this blessing untranslated, as with all the other blessings in this parak, simply for the sake of time. If somebody is interested, and it's certainly encouraged to be interested, one can open up an English sitter and see for yourself the translation. It won't be all that different than the words of the Rambam here, and hopefully elucidate one's understanding of the blessings that we say on a daily basis. But again, for the sake of time, I will simply read through these blessings. So the blessing made before going to sleep is as follows. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, hamapil chavlei sheina al yinai u'meir lishon basayin. Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shatzitzlein mi'yitzer ra, mifega ra, v'ayvhaluni chalamos ra'im, v'lo hirurum ra'im, v'tiyah mitasi shleima lefanecha, v'samidin l'mimena l'chaim, shalom v'heira yinai ben ishan hamaves. Baruch atah Hashem hamayir lechol haolam. Very, very beautiful baracha. Halacha Beis. V'kori parsha rishona, mikriya shema, and after reciting this first blessing of hamapil, one then recites the first paragraph of kriya shema. V'yashen, and he goes to sleep. V'mnastehu shena, if he sees that sleep is overcoming him, he's not going to be able to say the whole first paragraph. Kori afilu pasuk rishon, opsuk yirachamim v'afrika kishen. So then he can recite just the first sentence, the first pasuk of kriya shema, shema Yisrael, or other psukim which relate to mercy, and then he can go to sleep. Halacha Gimel. At a time when a person wakes up in the morning, when he's done with his sleep, so then he makes the following blessing while still in bed.
It's hard as an Ashkenazi to read these blessings and have them slightly different to make sure not to trip up and read them the way that we're used to, but let's turn now to Halacha Dalet. Kishishomea kol tarnagol, as one hears the sounding of the rooster in the morning, Mevarach, he makes the following blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, hanosein leschavivina, lavchen lahavin ben yom uvein laila. The next step, kishalovesh begadav, when he puts on his clothing, Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, avish arumim. Kishemeniach sedino al rosho, when he places his turban, his hat on his head, Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, oter Yisrael b'sefara. Kishemaver yadav al enav, when he places his hands over his eyes to clean them out, Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, pokeach ivrim. Kishyeshiv al mitaso, when he sits up in bed, Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, matir asurim. Kishemor raglav min amita, umenichem al haaretz, when he places his feet off of the bed and puts them down on the ground, Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, roka haaretz al amayim. Kisha Omein, when he stands up, Mevarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Zokeh Kefufim. Kisha Notel Yadav, when he washes his hands, Mevarech Tchila, he beforehand makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher Kishonam Tosav Ativanu, An Tidas Yadayim. Kisha Rochet Panav, when he washes his face, Mevarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Avir Sheina Meinai, Usnuma Mea Papai, Yoret Samo Panecha, Hashem Elokai, Velokei Abosai, Shetar Gileini Dvar Mitzvah, Vaat Argilini Dvar Abeira, Shalot Bi Yitzer Tov, Vaat Shalot Bi Yitzer Ra, Tachzakeini Vimitzosecha, Vesitein Chelki Vesorasecha, Vesitineni, Lachin Lachesed Rachamim, Veinecho Veinei Cho Roai, Zigulini Chasdim Tovim, Vanecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gomel Chasdim Tovim. Halacha Hei. Whenever a person enters into the bathroom, Omer Kodem Shikanis, he says the following before he enters. Hischabdu Mechubadim, Kedoshim, Misharsei Elyon, Shimroni, Shimroni, Ad Shikanis Veitze, Kizet Arkanjo Bnei Adam. V'achar Shiitze, and after he leaves, this bracha is more likely familiar to us. Mevarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Yatzar Es Adam, V'chachma V'ravo, Nikavim Nikavim, Chalulim Chalulim, Sheim Yisseim Echad Mehen, O Im Yifateach, Eno yachol iskayim, afil sha'achas, baruch atah Hashem, rofei chobasar mafli lasos. Halacha Vav. Kishachoger chagura, when he buckles his belt, mevarech baruch atah Hashem, elkinim achlam, ozer yisrael v'gvura. Kishalovesh Minala, when he puts on his shoes, Mivarech Barakata Hashem Lakin Mahlam Shasali Kotarki. Kishmahalik Latis Laderech, when a person gets ready to go out into the road, Mivarech Barakata Hashem Lakin Mahlam, Mechem today gar. Mivarech Adam Bechol Yom, Barakata Hashem Lakin Mahlam Shalawasne Gai, Barakata Hashem Lakin Mahlam Shalosne Yavid, Barakata Hashem Lakin Mahlam Shalosne Isha. These three blessings, that God did not make him a non-Jew, a slave, or a woman, a person makes every single day, not at any particular moment, but at some point during the day. Halacha Zayin. Shmona Asar Brachos Elu Ein Lahen Seder. These 18 brachos that were just listed, they do not have a set order to them. El Mavarach Kol Achas Mehen Al Davar Sheh Bracha B'Shvilo B'Shaito. Rather, you make each one of these blessings at the appropriate time when the cause for the blessing has occurred. Ketzat, Rambam will illustrate what he means. Harei Shechag Guro Hu Amitaso. If somebody put on his belt while he was still lying in bed, as opposed to the more normal way of getting out of bed and eventually putting on your belt, Mavarach Ozer Yisrael. So he first makes Ozer Yisrael. Shama Kol Tarnagol, then he hears the sound of the rooster, Acher Kach, afterwards. So then Mavarach HaNozei L'Sechvivina. So then afterwards, he makes the blessing that relates to the hearing the sound of the rooster. V'chol Bracha Mehen, Shalom Nischayeva, Eino Mavarach Osa. Now, importantly proclaims that any one of these brachos, which doesn't have its particular trigger, its particular prompt, so then, if a person doesn't have that, he should not make the bracha. Halacha Ches, Ketzah, the Rambam will clarify. Lan b'ksuso, if somebody slept in his clothing, ein mevarech kishomeid malbash harumim. So then when you get up, you don't make the bracha of malbash harumim. Halach yachif, if somebody's walking barefoot, ein mevarech shasalikol tzarki. B'yom ha-kippurim, b'tishabav, she'en shem rechitza, on these days, Yom Kippur, Tishabav, where there is no washing, ein mevarech on his last year time. Halach alam aver she'na, and you also don't make the bracha, which you would say when you rub your eyes with water from being cleansed. And you don't make the bracha of Asher Yatzar if you don't go to the bathroom. And the same thing is true with all these different blessings. Halacha Tes, Rambam is now saying that to set up to this. Rambam now tells us that the people in his town, the majority of people where he lived, would all say all of these brachos together in the base of Knesset, whether or not they had a particular prompt to obligate them in them. V'tosi, the Rambam says, this is inappropriate. It's a mistake. V'ein roi lasos kein. You should not do this. V'lo yivarech adam bracha el im kein is chayab. A person should not make any of these blessings unless he was obligated in them. Halacha yud. Hamashman lakros b'torah, kodem shiakri, kriya shema, bein kar b'torah shvachsab, bein torah shvah peh, noto yadav tchila, mavarech shlosh brachos, v'achaka kori. If a person gets up before he has recited kriya shema, in order so that he can learn Torah. And this Torah might be the written Torah, it might be the oral Torah. What must he do? First he washes his hands, then he makes the following three blessings. Ve'iluhein, these are they. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melechalam, asher kitshanu tzav betivanu al devrei Torah. Harev na Hashem Elokeinu, es devrei sorasecha befinu, fios amcha kol beis Yisrael, v'niyah anachnu, v'tzatzeinu, v'tzatzei amcha kol beis Yisrael, yodei shemecha, v'lomdei sorasecha l'shma, baruch atah Hashem, nozein haTorah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'nas lanu es Torah sel, Baruch atah Hashem, nozein haTorah. Halacha yud alef. B'chol yom chayav adam levarach shalosh brachos elu, v'achar kach korei ma'at midivrei Torah. Every day, a person is obligated to recite these three blessings, and then afterwards, he learns a little bit of Torah. V'nagu ha'am, likros birchas kwanim, v'yish mekomos shekorin tzavis b'nei Yisrael, v'yish mekomos shekorin shtehen. There are different various customs, those that would say Birchas Kohanim, Yivarecha, as we are familiar with, or others who would say the Parsha of Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, and there are some places that recite both of them. V'korin prakam halachos mina mishnah mina brayos. And they also, aside from the psukim, they also read various chapters or various halachos from Mishnayos or from brayos, as we ourselves are familiar with when we say Elud v'rim she'elam shur, and Elud v'rim she'adam el-chel per-seyam alam hazeh, v'akeren kemas lo-lam hova. Halacha yud beis. And Chazal also praised somebody who would recite various parakim of Tehillim every single day. This is what we refer to as Ashrei and Halukas, as our Psukei Dezimra, which begins from number 145 through 150 of the chapters of Tehillim. And the people have also accustomed themselves at this point to recite more than just those various psukim beforehand and afterwards, again, as we are familiar with. And Chazal also instituted a blessing at the beginning of all these Zemiros, and that's Baruch Shamar. Ubrach Lacharein, and a blessing after them, he Yishtabach, that's Yishtabach that we recite as well. And then afterwards, one recites the blessings on Kriyashma and Kriyashma itself. There are some places which have the custom, the Rambam tells us, to recite Shir HaSiyam, Az Yashir as we call it, after reciting Yishtabach. In our minhag, we do it beforehand. And then afterwards they turn to make the blessings on Shema. And there are those that recite the song of Hazinu, this week's parsha. And there are some that recite both of these different songs, everything in accordance with what the local custom is. A person is obligated, the Rambam tells us, to recite 100 blessings every single day between the day and the night. What qualify as the 100 brachos? The Rambam is going to now outline an easy list of how we fulfill these every single day. These 23 brachos, which he has thus far counted, the 7 brachos shel Kriya Shema, and the 7 blessings of Kriya Shema, Shachar Sha'arves, Lefaneh Al-Achareha, both the morning and the evening one, with the blessings before and afterwards. Ukemishes Ate Petitis, Mvarach Baruch HaTashem Elkinu Mechalam Asher Kishonam Tzavati Manu, this Ate Petitis. Ukeshalovesh Tefillin, Mvarach Baruch HaTashem Elkinu Mechalam Asher Kishonam Tzavati Manu, Laniach Tefillin. So, aside from the 23 blessings listed, and the 7 of Kriya Shema morning and evening, one also gets another one from Tzitzis, and another one from his tefillin. The Rambam only counts one blessing on tefillin. And after that, v'shalosh tefilos b'chol tefila, and shmona asara brachos, hare shisha u'shmona brachos. Then, plus 18, plus 18, plus 18, for each of the shmona asrays, we are at a grand total of 86. U'kishu ochel shtei sudos shel kol yom, and when a person eats the 2 standard meals every day, assuming it will be a bread meal, v'varech arba asara brachos, then he makes an extra 14 brachos, sheva brachos b'chol suda, an extra 7 for every meal. Achas kishenotol yodav t'chila, one when he washes his hands before the meal, v'ala mazon, achas b'tchila, and on the food itself, one beforehand, u'shalosh basof, and 3 afterwards, referring to the 3 first blessings of benching, v'ala mayim lefanav l'acharav, and on the water that one drinks, both before the meal and after the meal, harei sheva. So that gives us a grand total of 7 blessings. Halacha tes vav, bizman hazeh shetiknu birchas haminim betfila, vosivu hatova meitiv birchas hamazon. Nowadays, that they added a 19th bracha to each one of our shmon esrays, as well as a 4th bracha to each one of our benchings, nimtzu chamesh brachos yaseros. Then we have a total of 5 extra ones, because 3 times those 1, and 2 times those 1. Vishabasos v'yom tovim, Shatvila Sheva Brachos on Shabbos and Yantif, where Tvila is shorter. You don't have as long as Shemon Esrei. There's only 7 blessings. V'chenim lo nischai b'shar yom b'chol ha-brachos elu. And similarly, if for whatever reason, on any given day, a person wasn't obligated to each of these brachos, kikon shelo yushin kol ha-layla, because if he didn't sleep all night, lo hiyat rechagur, he didn't put on his belt, lo nechus the beis ha-kisei, or he didn't go to the bathroom, or kiyotu be'elu, or anything along those lines. Tzarech lahash le-mea brachos mi-brachos shapiros. So then you have to fulfill the number of 100 brachos. You still have to complete it by eating extra fruit. Halacha Tzayin, the Rambam will illustrate what that means. Ketzad, how so? Ochel ma'at yerek, he eats a little bit of a vegetable, levarech lefanav l'achor, and he makes a blessing beforehand and afterwards. V'chozer v'ochel ma'at mi'prizeh, and he goes and eats a little bit from a different fruit, levarech lefanav l'achor, and he makes a blessing beforehand and afterwards. Ma'at mi'prizeh, and a little bit from a different fruit, levarech lefanav l'achor. And then he, again, makes a blessing before and afterwards. Shasa yayin, he drinks a little bit of wine, levarech lefanav l'achor, and he makes a blessing before and afterwards. A person should be particular to make sure to count his brachos until he completes the 100 of every day. This is the order of blessings. The beginning of the day, a person wakes up and he recites these blessings. Then he says those various kapitulach of Tehillim, mevarach lefnei l'acharein, and he makes the blessings before and afterwards. V'koreas Shema, and then he recites Kriya Shema, mevarach lefnei l'acharein, and he makes the blessings before and afterwards. Medali ha-kedusha mi-bracha rishona shelefanea she'ena yachad omer kedusha. If a person is davening alone, he skips the section of kedusha where we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in the first blessing of Kriya Shema in the beginning, because an individual does not say that. U'kishehu choseim gal Yisrael, and when he completes the blessing of gal Yisrael, miyad yamod kadesh yismoch gula tefila, he should immediately get up to pray, to say Shmon Esrei, in order so that he can put next to the concept of gula, which he concluded that bracha with, the concept of tefila. Mispalo ma'umad, and then he prays standing up, kamosha amarim, as the Rambam has already explained. U'kishayashlim, and when he completes his Shmon Esrei, yeshev v'yipol al panav, he should sit and fall on his face, u'mischanein, and he supplicates God. Magbiya rosho, and he lifts up his head, u'mischanein ma'at v'hu yoshev. And then he lifts up his head and he says a few more supplications as he is sitting. And afterwards he says Asher again. Then he adds even more supplications. Then he can go and leave to do the rest of his day. And at tefillah of mincha, Maschil Likros Tilo David, he begins by reciting Ashrei Miyushav while he's sitting, V'achar Kach Omed, and then afterwards he stands up, U'mispal Tefilas HaMincha, and he recites the Shmona Esrei of Mincha, U'kumeshem Ashlim, and when he finishes, Nofel Apanav, he again falls on his face, U'mischanein, and he supplicates God, Magbir Rosh, and then he lifts up his head, U'mischanein Ma'at, and he again supplicates a little bit longer, U'mifachar L'maksav, and he goes about his business. And in the evening prayer during Marv, Kori Kriya Shema, he first recites Kriya Shema, Mavarach Panel Chareha, and he makes his blessings before and afterwards. The Somech Geula Tefillah, and again he puts next to the concept of Geula, which he concludes his blessings with, the idea of Shemoneh Esrei Tefillah. And with Palom, and then he prays again standing up, Ukashi Yashlim, and when he completes that, Yeshiv Ma'an, he should sit for a little bit, and then he should go about his business, he should go back home. Vimis Chanin, after Tefillah's Arvis, and if he decides to add a bit more supplication after he completes Marv, Harizem Meshubach, the Rambam tells us that is ideal. And even though somebody is making the blessing of Hashkivenu after he has said Gaal Yisrael, the first of the two blessings following Shema on the nighttime tefillah, Einav Saka Ben Gula Tefillah, that doesn't count as a break between Gula and tefillah, and they both qualify as one long blessing. Thus concludes another very important, very beautiful parak of Rambam, one which hopefully has alerted us to the significance of the obligation that we have upon us to recite 100 brachos every day, to make sure that we're meticulous about that, but also, deeper, to appreciate the beauty of all these brachos, how they have the ability to infuse Kedusha into our lives, to pay attention to what we say, to have attentivity to the fact that God is around us at all times, providing us with the ability to stand, with the ability to see, with the ability to have clothing, to go to the bathroom, and everything else entailed. It can change our experience. It can make our lives be ones filled with the fulfillment of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, that I've set God up to me. These brachos are so, so potent at instilling God awareness into our lives. Meretz Hashem, we should all be successful in attaining that. Have a great day.